The following pageant message narration is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. This being one of over 2,500 spirit messages received by James Paget, an early 1900s attorney in Washington, D.C. Messages from Jesus, his apostles, and other celestial angels and guides. Now, another celestial message. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus says he is not God, nor to be worshipped as God. January 24, 1915. Received by James Paget, Washington, D.C. I am here, Jesus. You are now in condition, and I will give you a short message. When I was on earth, I was not worshipped as God, but was considered merely as the Son of God, in the sense that in me were imposed the truths of my Father, and many of his wonderful and mysterious powers. I did not proclaim myself to be God, neither did I permit any of my disciples to believe that I was God, but only that I was his beloved Son, to proclaim to mankind his truths, and show them the way to the love of the Father. I was not different from other men, except that I possessed to a degree this love of God, which made me free from sin, and prevented the evils that formed a part of the nature of men from becoming a part of my nature. No man who believes that I am God has a knowledge of the truth, or is obeying the commandments of God by worshiping me. Such worshippers are blaspheming and are doing the cause of God and my teachings great injury. Many a man would have become a true believer in and worshipper of the Father and follower of my teachings had not this blasphemous dogma been interpolated into the Bible. It was not with my authority or in consequence of my teachings that such a very injurious doctrine was promulgated or believed in. I am only a son of my Father as you are, and while I was always free from sin and error as regards the true conception of my Father's true relationship to mankind, yet you are his son also, and if you will seek earnestly and pray to the Father with faith, you may become as free from sin and error as I was then and am now. The Father is himself alone. There is no other God besides him, and no other God to be worshipped. I am his teacher of truth, and am the way, the truth, and the life, because in me are those attributes of goodness and knowledge which fit me to show the way and lead men to eternal life in the Father, and to teach them that God has prepared a kingdom in which they may live forever, if they so desire. But, notwithstanding my teachings, men and those who have assumed high places in what is called the Christian Church impose doctrines so at variance with the truth that in these latter days many men in the exercise of an enlightened freedom and of reason have become infidels and turned away from God and his love, and have thought and taught that man himself is sufficient for his own salvation. The time has come when these men must be taught to know that while the teachings of these professed authorities on the truths of God are all wrong, they, these same men, are in error when they refuse to believe in God and my teachings. What my teachings are, I know it is difficult to understand from the writings of the New Testament, for many things therein contained I never said, and many things that I did say are not written therein. I am now going to give to the world the truths as I taught them when on earth, and many that I never disclosed to my disciples or inspired others to write. No man can come to the Father's love except he be born again. This is the great and fundamental truth which men must learn and believe, for without this new birth, men cannot partake of the divine essence of God's love, which, when possessed by a man, makes him at one with the Father. This love comes to man by the workings of the Holy Ghost, causing this love to flow into the heart and soul, and filling it so that all sin and error, which tends to make them unhappy, must be eradicated. I'm not going to tell tonight just how this working of the Spirit operates, but I say, If a man will pray to the Father and believe, and earnestly ask that this love be given him, he will receive it, and when it comes into his soul, he will realize it. Let not men think that by any effort of their own they can come into this union with the Father, because they cannot. No river can rise higher than its source, and no man who has only the natural love and filled with error can of his own powers cause that natural love to partake of the divine, or his nature to be relieved of such sin and error. Man is a mere creature, and cannot create anything higher than himself, so man cannot rise to the nature of the divine, unless the divine first comes into that man and makes him a part of its own divinity. All men who do not get a part of this divine essence will be left in their natural state, and while they may progress to higher degrees of goodness and freedom from sin and from everything that tends to make them unhappy, yet they will only be natural men still. I came into the world to show men the way to this divine love of the Father and teach them his spiritual truth, and my mission was that in all its perfection, and incidentally, to teach them the way to greater happiness on earth as well as in the spirit world by teaching them the way to the purification of the natural love, even though they neglected to seek for and obtain this divine love and become one with the Father. Let men ponder this momentous question, and they will learn that the happiness of the natural man and the happiness of the man who has obtained the attributes of divinity are very different, and in all eternity must be separate and distinct. My teachings are not very hard to understand and follow, and if men will only listen to them, and believe them, and follow them, they will learn the way and obtain the one perfect state of happiness, which the Father has prepared for his children. No man could obtain this state of celestial bliss unless he first gets this divine love of the Father, and so becomes at one with the Father. I know it is thought and taught that morality and correct living and great natural love will assure a man's future happiness, and to a degree this is true. But this happiness is not that greater happiness which God desires his children to have, and to show the way to which I came to earth to teach. But in some hearts and minds my truths found a lodgment, and were preserved to save mankind from total spiritual darkness and a relapse to worship of form and ceremony only. I have written you this to show that you must not let the teachings of the Bible and what men wrote or profess to have written therein keep you from receiving and understanding what I write. I shall write no more tonight, but I will continue to tell you the truths, which will be my new gospel to all men. And when they have heard my messages, they will believe that there is only one God, and only one to be worshipped. With my love and blessings, I close for this time, Jesus. This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation pageant message presentation. For more about pageant messages and divine love, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.